Good afternoon. Welcome to Lifestyle Wellness Seminars. This is Perry A., your host for today. I'm excited to have my listeners with me today and wanted to share today the focus of our deal is visualizing wellness, that it's important to see yourself the way you want to be, and that gives you a goal to go for. So if you could remember when you could skip and run up the stairs two at a time and climb tall mountains in a single bound, visualize those things and open the doors that your body can rejuvenate and get back to a more active lifestyle. Maybe not as much as you used to do when you were younger, but nonetheless, we can improve. And most of it begins with changing the way we're thinking. The reason I started this group was because I realized people had illnesses and they were taking things that should correct it, but nothing was happening. That their mental illness was greater than the medicine or their alternative medicines. That when they believe they can't get well, nothing works. And I've actually had them tell me that. And then when I ask about their lifestyle, they started telling me about their stress and all their problems. And you could just hear them get heavier and heavier and further down in the well, so to speak. So this is about lifting yourself up. And my intention for starting this was to open awareness to how we can support our well-being from loving thoughts about our body's abilities to heal and return to balance, to learn to substitute positive thoughts for negative ones, to open the door to self-healing, to release anger, regrets, and judgments, to forgive and move on. I call it FIGO, forget it and go on. F-I-G-O, FICO, forget it and go on. Don't hang on to old resentments, old angers. People do what they do. It's not personal. We do what we do because we don't know another way at the time to get our needs met. And it may not be the right decision. It may have hurt you, but it's over. It's in the past. Let it go and move on. And to learn about living a peaceful, healthy, and productive lifestyle. So that is what I want for you, the listener. And we have a daily affirmation. I get up every morning before I get out of bed, my feet hit the floor. I say to myself, every day in every way, I am getting better and better and better. I am stronger, wiser, healthier, and more content. I am peacefully calm. I trust myself. And I trust the world around me. We have an awareness quote for the day that comes from Marilyn Mann Marcy. She is a reverend with the Unitarian Church, I believe it is. I may have that wrong. I think that's right. She said, "Your choices shape your life. You are the artist, and your life is the canvas. Intention is your paintbrush." So today, as we pick up that which will authorize your life, today let us remember that the point of power is in our intention. Intention is our paintbrush. So what is your intention for your body, your health? What is your intention for a relationship you're in? If you have a clear intention of how you want it to be, if you just want to be right and win at all costs, you just went to war. And you may be right, but it may have really worn you down. How about an intention that a positive solution for both sides can be achieved? Something that we can compromise and both get along with. So just look at ways to make things better in your life and do it with setting intention. Before you make a phone call to someone you're feeling awkward with or someone that's challenged you about something, you know, set an intention for the phone call, for the conversation, that you can both walk away happier and feeling good about yourself and them. Wouldn't that be a nice intention? So if we use the power of intention, we can paint a life each day. I was asked by a dear friend who is getting her doctorate in spirituality to do an exercise, and every day I visualize for 10 minutes something that I want. And the other day I'm working on a rewrite of the book, The Living Clay Book, and I was kind of blocked on one chapter, and I go into it and I start reading and I get overwhelmed. And I made an intention that, like shuffling cards, the information would come to me and just fall in the right order, and I'd be able to get everything in the right place, and it would be easily and effortlessly done. And that day, I started working on the book with a gusto. I went to that chapter I was blocked on. Everything came into my mind that I needed to take out and what needed to be said. The phones didn't ring miraculously. My phones ring all day long. And not only did I accomplish that chapter, I proofed another chapter and finalized it, and I did some other little corrections along the way. I felt so good that night, but I had that visualization. I also had a partner who visualized with me, and she sent me an affirmation that it just all gets organized, just like sprinkling fairy dust over it, and the right pages and the right information come together at the right time. And that visualization, I was so excited by the end of the day and last night. You think I didn't have a blessing to put on my list for today? Another thing we want to do is focus on our blessings each day. I used to teach a class to people who had just gotten out of prison, and they had to come. It was called a life process class. And the first thing we would do was everybody would walk around and tell us something good that happened. And some of them couldn't think of anything good. But as others would mention something, someone gave them a ride to work so they didn't have to take the bus, just little things. Then things begin to occur to these that just said, well, nothing happened. And one person said, I can't think of anything good that happened today. And I said, well, you got to be here with us tonight, right? And we all kind of had a laugh about that. But it's learning to train your mind to look for those good things, those little blessings, a compliment, a pat on the back, you know me, a parking place opening up, the lights going green when you're in a rush. Those little things add up, and make a list and be aware of them. And just the minute it happens, you have to say thank you right then. Just thank you, God. Thank you, angels. Thank you, whoever opened up and let you make a left-hand turn. They stopped and let you make a left-hand turn when you'd sitting there, it seemed like forever. So be conscious of those. Our Louise Hayes message for the day is, I listen with love to my body's messages. My body, like everything else in my life, is a mirror to my inner thoughts and beliefs. Every cell responds to every single thought I think and every word I speak. So again, we need to be conscious of what we say about our body. I have an exercise I wanted to do with you today. You can do it with yourself. It's better if you have a partner. And let's see, I just wrote it down, if I can find where I put it. Whoops, pulling up the wrong pages here. Here we go. It's finding beliefs, finding hidden beliefs that are blocking your good. So if you have a partner, you have them ask you, or you ask yourself, what would a person have to believe not to be able to, or not to be able to do something? So what would a person have to believe not to be able to pick good relationships? Well, it might come up, you don't have self-worth. What else would a person have to believe not to be able to pick good relationships? They don't go to the right places for looking for the right type of people. What else would a person have to believe? And you keep asking that and asking that, and when they can't come up with anything else, right then you keep drilling. So keep going. There's something there, because hidden beneath that veil, right on the tip of your tongue, is the answer you're looking for that will set you free. I did this with my daughter. Now, growing up, she showed horses, and she showed in showmanship, horsemanship, and Western pleasure. And she won world championship honors in all those classes and did very well. Well, now she's almost 50 years old, and she's showing in the Texas Rein cow horse. This is a totally, completely different event. She has to go in doing a reining pattern with changing leads, flying lead changes, sliding stops, spins, 360 spins, then go in and cut one cow out of a herd and or take one cow and work it down the fence and not let it get off the back fence. So it's a cutting horse. So it's a combination of reining and cutting horse. And she said she gets nervous before she goes into the arena, and when she does, she tightens up and squeezes her horse, and then he gets nervous. And he's feeling the tension in her body, and he's reacting to it, and he's like, okay, what do you want me to do next? And he kind of pats his feet, and he moves around, and they get docked for it. So we did an exercise. What would a person have to believe? What would a person have to believe not to be nervous going into the arena for their classwork? And she said that I'm not prepared. Okay, what else would a person have to believe not to be nervous going in for their classwork? That I'm not confident in myself. What else would a person have to believe not to be able to go into the arena, not being nervous? That I don't trust my horse. What else would a person have to believe? And she kept going, and she finally got to where I just said it all. I can't think of anything else. She said, I'm just always nervous. And I said, that's it. That's your belief. Your belief is because I'm always nervous. And I said, we need to change that belief. We need to think of some positive affirmations. I trust myself and my horse. I practice and do good sliding stops and reining patterns and cow work at home. I'm the same person in the arena as I am at home. I am confident in my ability to show my horse. And my horse and I are one. We are a mean, lean, green, mean cow cutting machine. And just think of these positive affirmations that you can override that nervousness. And when you begin to let go of the belief that I'm always nervous, I know a lot of people who believe I can never lose weight. It's in my family genes. I walk past food and I gain weight. And guess what? When they believe they walk past food and they gain weight, they probably do. So what do we need to put there in place? My body assimilates and let go of what's not necessary for my highest good. My body craves good foods. I have willpower. I can make good choices for my body. There are good things. There are tasty foods that without calories. So you just think of all the affirmations you can put in place, the positive things that lift you up. You want to be lifted up. So do that exercise. Find somebody to do it with. Just ask the question. And an outline of today's program will be posted. Cheryl will send out a notice and let you know when it's posted on the internet, so the question will be there. So you ask yourself, what would a person have to believe not to do something or not to be able to do something? And you fill in the blank, not to be able to get well. What would a person have to believe to always be sick? They need attention. What else would a person have to believe to always be sick? It's been a habit for a long time. What else would a person have to believe to always be sick. They're not happy in their life. What else would a person have to believe to always be sick? They're not worthy of being healthy. Wow. What else would a person have to believe to always be sick? And nothing helps. Okay, let's go deeper. Keep going deeper. What else would a person have to believe to always be sick? I am just a sickly person. Okay, there is a belief. I am a sickly person. Let's change that belief. My body responds lovingly to good foods and exercise. My body assimilates food easily. It lets go of what's not good for my highest good. I am capable of change. I trust my body. My goal is to feel good every day. I'm going to say my daily affirmations and look every day for little ways that I am better and better and better. So do that exercise. It can really lead you to freedom. And we talked about intentions everywhere, how important intentions are. Intentions for anything you're doing, if you're going to a meeting. I had an intention for today that my message would touch my listeners and they would get something that's beneficial to them. It's difficult for me since I'm not seeing you in an audience where I can call on you or get feedback or notice your expressions if you're bored or if you're excited or what. But my intention is that something I say will resonate with you and help you to a more peaceful and to wellness. I have a standard intention. It's my dominant intention to maintain peace of mind. That's the first thing I want, to be at peace. I choose peace over anger. I choose not to argue. I intend to be peaceful, happy, playful, creative, serving, mentally expanding, enriching, and healthy. And you can fill in any words you want. My face reflects my joy. I smile at everyone. I feel good. Now, if I have that intention and speak it every day, it reminds me that this is what I'm choosing for my life. And so when I get into an argument or I notice I'm getting angry about something, I can let it go and walk away because I choose peace over that. Okay, our closing thought for today is find something to feel good about and get out of the way. Allow the cells to receive what they've been asking for. That is the key to healing. So let's read that again. Find something good to feel good about. Find something to feel good about. Get out of the way. Allow the cells to receive what they've been asking for. That's the key to healing. By get out of the way, it stop your mind talk. Stop your negative mind talk. Don't fight it. Just go to a good feeling place, a memory or something, a time on the beach or a vacation with family when you are having fun. Find a happy thought and stay there as much as possible. Get your negative thinking out of the way. And right now, I'd like to do a little meditation with you. Let me go over here and turn the music on. Okay, I've got that set. I do want to go over to the to the phone page. We have quite a few listeners today, and I'm going to check the Q&A page and see if anybody has sent any. Nope, nobody has sent any questions or testimonials or responses. So I'm going back to the few phone lines, and I'm going to ask, does anybody have a question they'd like to ask, something they're working on, they're having trouble with? If you do, if you will punch star 2 on your phone, I can open that line and talk directly to you. And I invite you to, share your questions. The thing that you're afraid to ask is the same question that everybody else is wanting to ask. So put some of us out of our misery. Go ahead and ask your questions. And it's star 2 on your phone. And when you punch star 2, a little indicator will come up on my computer, and I can open your line and we can chat. Well, it looks like everybody is pretty content, so I'm going to turn on the music and invite you. You know, the holidays are coming up, and this is a time when we really need to learn how to relax. We get into overwhelmment with all the things on our platter. And if you can just take 5 or 10 minutes before you start your day, or when you're in the busiest part and you don't have time for anything else, take 5 minutes to do a short meditation, and you'll be amazed at how easily the rest of your day flows and things come into order and people come along to help with things and the impossibility suddenly is solved miraculously. So I'm turning up the music and then listen to the sound of my voice. And I'd like you to sit back into your chairs and get in a comfortable position with your feet on the floor, your arms relaxed. Take in a deep breath. Breathe in. Expand it. Hold, hold, hold. Release and breathe out, releasing all the stale air. Just breathe in extra deeply. And when you release, let all the air out. So in through your nose and out through your mouth. Again, in and with that exhalation, notice any tension you're holding in your body and allow it to leave through your head, your neck, your shoulders, your jaws. We often hold it in our face. So breathe in. And exhale. Quieten your mind. Right now, for the next few minutes, there's nothing that needs your attention. Everything will be waiting for you when you get back. So just for now, still your mind. Focus on the music and your breathing. If a thought comes, notice it and let it go. And find that space between thoughts. And try each time to hold it longer. And breathe. Gently bring yourself into your body. All the energy of the to-do-ness that you have on your list today, just let it be. And settle into your body, into your chair. And just feel completely bringing all your energy back into your solar plex. Listen to the music and continue to meditate and be still. I think you can do this without a guided meditation now. Just notice if a thought comes, thank it and let it go. And go back to that space between the thoughts. space where God is good and all is well. Let go of all thoughts about how long am I going to be here? When will this be over? Just let it go and go back. No worrying. Okay, you can gradually bring yourself back to consciousness now. When you feel like it, open your eyes and rejoin us. Just a short few minute meditation can just drive away all those fears. We do have some questions and one message. Denise in Chicago wishes happy holidays. Thank you, Denise. And Gabby has a question. She said, Perry, I really hear you speaking to me today. Thanks. I'm having to make some life change decision today. Giggle. I'm trying to toss stuff out of my house to make life simpler. But so many little things like business cards, scraps of paper with a note written on it, etc., bring such delight in rereading it that it's hard to toss them out. Help. What do I do, toss or keep? Where do I draw the line? Thanks for your housekeeping tip. Smiles across the miles, Gabby. Gabby, I think you're speaking to all of us. We can all do with a little more house cleaning and letting go. And what I will do first is have an intention that you enjoy this process and it moves easily, that you have the wisdom to know what to let go of. you can reread something and hold it in your heart and know if you put it back where it was, it'll probably sit there 5 more years without you reading it again until you want to clean out again. So if you hold it in your heart and you remember it, is that not validation enough? And you'll know what to keep and what to throw away. You can feel it in your gut, in your solar plexus. You feel it. Is this something that's going to serve me? Is this something I can use within the next 6 months? I usually say, you know, in articles of clothing, if I haven't worn it in 6 months, it's time to seriously look at getting rid of it. I do it season at a time, so I don't throw away all my winter stuff just because I'm not wearing it. In the winter, I look and I notice I wear certain things. And there's some things I just let hang there and I really don't like anymore. And the styles have changed, but I keep them because I had a good memory about them. And you can let them go and help someone else. You know, it's a choice. Do you want freedom from your stuff or do you want your stuff? And we see these people who are hoarders who don't even have a house to live in. They can't make their way from one room to another because they keep all this stuff around them. And it's not using it. You know, ask yourself this. Is this serving my highest good? If I put it back, will it serve my highest good tomorrow and the next day? And if it's something that, you know, you have to go pick it up and read every day before you're going to get that feeling. And I do have some special cards that I keep that touch me deeply. But once a year I go through and I clean them out. And I say thank you. And I let them go. But have that intention that you will have the wisdom to know what to keep and what to let go of. And you kind of want to make 3 piles. This is the recycle pile that someone else can use. This is the pile that needs to go to the trash that's not serving me. And this is what I really need to keep. And have an intention that how much you want to downsize. Do you want to get rid of half the things you're going through? If you want to get rid of a fourth of the things you're going through? Have an intention. Be clear about your intention before you start. So back up right now before you do anything else and have an intention. Now see yourself where you want to be without all this stuff around. I always tell my children when I give them things, don't think you have to keep this because your mother gave it to you or it was your grandmother's. It's not a prison I'm giving you, it's a gift. And the gift is I'm detached from what you do with it. I don't want them to feel they have to keep anything if it's not to their personal liking, if it's not to their lifestyle. So set you up some parameters there, some intentions to go by, and see if it doesn't move a little faster. And love those notes and just kiss them and send the person who sent it to you a visual, a mental thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And notice that it served its purpose. It was a feel good. Now then, you can remember that message and any time you're down, you can recall it. You still have it in your soul. So I hope that will help and you can get your house lightened up before the holidays and before more stuff comes in. And then after the holidays, I need to go right now because I have a dinky little bottle that someone gave me last year for Christmas and I have no earthly use for it and I'm going to find a place to recycle it. Someone out there would enjoy that. So Goodwill or whoever, you know, make a pile for them. And the good thing about it is Goodwill has stations all around the grocery store, parking lot. There are different places where you can deposit things to be recycled and reused. So I wish you happy holidays to everybody. Remember to take that 5-minute meditation to ground yourself to enjoy the holidays, have an intention that everything will go smoothly, people will help, and everything that needs to get done will get done. You know, if it doesn't get done, it's not the end of the world, and you're probably the only one that will notice that it didn't get done. So, with the holidays coming up, have an intention that the holidays are not stressful, and you manage very well and manage to do things that you need to, and you can prioritize and say no. There are going to be some things you can't work in, and don't try to be superwoman and do it all. Set your intentions and have a wonderful holiday. Happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you, and I will see you in December. Thank you. Bye.